USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Convention underway, and last night the virtual event included speeches from Senator Bernie Sanders and former First Lady Michelle Obama, who says of President Donald Trump,
"He simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is."
Joe Biden will accept the party nomination on Thursday night. As Democrats were rallying online last night, President Trump was in campaign mode, speaking not far from Milwaukee in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, giving his November opponent a new nickname.
"Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism."
Trump also saying the former vice president, quote, "has no clue what he's doing." He said Democrats are ashamed of law and order, and he said that gun rights may be in jeopardy if he, the president, does not win re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Democratic lawmakers continue to demand that the Trump administration address problems with the U.S. mail, criticizing Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, calling it unacceptable that changes he's made have slowed down mail deliveries. At a big rally in Baltimore yesterday, Democratic Congressman Kwesi Mfume called on DeJoy to step down ahead of next week's testimony before the House Oversight Committee.
"Ride off into the sunset and restore the decency and the fabric of the United States Postal System."
House Democrats are planning a special session this Saturday to discuss those Postal Service issues. A funeral for Robert Trump, the president's younger brother, who passed away on Saturday, is going to be on Friday. President Trump making the announcement yesterday, saying there would probably also be a small service at the White House this Friday. Robert Trump died at 71, reportedly of brain bleeds after a recent fall. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As questions still abound about the college football season, Purdue's coach has some comments and Tim Berg has the story.
Various Big Ten officials and athletic directors indicated they never fully considered the prospect of spring football until the discussions began last week. Less than 48 hours after the Big Ten canceled their fall sports season, Purdue football coach Jeff Brohm unveiled the most detailed plan to date.
"Well, at this point I have, it's going to be able to play at our own venues. We're going to start right at the late February, early March, and play for about 8 weeks with some playoffs at the end. And I think that can for sure happen. I know there's other plans out there, and I'm going to support whatever the Big Ten thinks is the best option going forward. But I do think we can play football, and it's time to find a way to get back to doing that."
Brohm speaking there on Fox News.
In these days of political correctness, NASA is joining the ever-growing list of organizations and companies re-examining its naming system, removing names that are insensitive and harmful from its vocabulary. Aunt Jemima, the Chicks, Lady A, Mrs. Butterworths, and the Washington Football Team, and now Celestial Objects, are undergoing a rebrand. Eskimo Nebula and the Siamese Twins Galaxies are just two examples of nicknames that will be retired, according to the space agency. Many indigenous people consider Eskimo as a derogatory term because of non-native colonizers using it to mean eater of raw meat, meaning barbarism. In June, Dreyer's Ice Cream dropped the name Eskimo Pie after nearly 100 years. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.